Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. The two gentlemen with me today, you know well, one is Clay Clark and the other one is America's General and the man that is fighting on the front lines for you every day, General Flynn. Thank you for joining me, fellas.
Thanks, Mel. Thanks. Great to see you.
Great to see you.
Hey, Mel, real quick, just a disclaimer. I've had a half a bottle of Equate discounted DayQuil here today because we had a weather change in Oklahoma. And anytime it changes weather, I get the allergy thing going. So I'm about half bottle in. So I'm feeling a little bit froggy today. So feel
that's a half. That's a half bottle of climate change.
Oh, would love to get everybody's thoughts here. General Flynn, love to get your thoughts. Love to get your thoughts, Mel, on this. Is you go to usdebtclock.org, okay? You go here and you look at this and you say, I'm going to give you just a second as this pulls up here. And you go to usdebtclock.org and you're starting to see they added a new column here on the far right of this. And this column, I apologize, it's taking a minute to pull up here. There's a new column right here, this new thing. And it shows the amount of money that's left in circulation. So I don't even know what that means. But I had a Canadian CPA I just talked to moments ago. And he told me, he said, Clay, I've done the math. And it's not possible to turn around the economy in Canada. I mean, it wouldn't be possible to ever, you know, stop this inflation from destroying the way we live without there being some sort of a reset. You know, he actually said the word reset. So I'm going to hit play on this video with Jane Goodall. And I'd love to get General Flynn's take on this idea of destroying the economy and the depopulation agenda and how those two things connect or don't connect. So here we go.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
My name is Jane Goodall. My age is 80. My job is giving people hope. If I just have this magic power, I would like to, without causing any pain or suffering, reduce the number of people on the planet.
Okay, how about that? Yeah.
In 1972, the Club of Rome published The Limits to Growth, a disturbing text that outlined the depopulation agenda that would be implemented by Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum in decades to come. Watch as The Limits to Growth co-author Dennis Meadows says that he hopes we all die slow, painless deaths.
The planet can support something like a billion people, maybe 2 billion, depending on how much liberty and how much material consumption you want to have. If you want more liberty and more consumption, you have to have fewer people. And conversely, you can have more people. I mean, we could even have 8 or 9 billion, probably, if we have a very strong dictatorship, which is smart. Unfortunately, you never have smart dictatorships. They're always stupid. So, but if you had a smart dictatorship and a low standard of living, you can have it. But
we okay, want- so you got that. Okay, so you got this whole depopulation agenda. One more clip for you here.
But I think part of what is going on maybe a deeper level of the human mind is that a lot of people sense that they are being left behind and left out of the story, even if their material conditions are still relatively good. In the 20th century, what was common to all the stories, the liberal, the fascist, the communist, is that the big heroes of the story were the common people. Not necessarily all people, but if you lived, say, I don't know, in the Soviet Union in the 1930s, life was very grim. But when you looked at the propaganda posters on the walls that depicted the glorious future, you were there. You looked at the posters which showed steel workers and farmers in heroic poses. And it was obvious that this is the future. Now, when people look at the posters on the walls or listen to TED Talks, they hear a lot of, you know, these big ideas and big words about machine learning and genetic engineering and blockchain and globalization and they are not there. They are no longer part of the story of the future. And I think that if I, again, this is an hypothesis, if I try to understand and to connect to the deep resentment of people in many places around the world, part of what might be going there is people realize, and they are correct in thinking that, that the future doesn't need me. You have all these smart people in California and in New York and in Beijing, and they are planning this amazing future with artificial intelligence and bioengineering and global connectivity and whatnot, and they don't need me. So maybe if they are nice, they will throw some crumbs my way, like universal basic income.
Okay, General Flynn, you got the depopulation agenda. You got Yuval Noah Harari.
There's no smart people. There's no smart people in Wichita. There's no smart people in Abilene. There's no smart people in Tulsa. You know, I mean, these are, so in your audience, this audience knows this, Mel. I mean, it's unbelievable. And you actually are the one that I think schooled me on the on these titles or these terms. You know, with Klaus Schwab's Great Reset, the notion of the fourth industrial revolution, and Clay and I talked about Klaus Schwab's dad yesterday and what his dad did for Adolf Hitler. To me, this whole thing is like this is just the Third Reich turned into the Fourth Reich, described as the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and which is basically global domination by a small group of globalists. And they do have leverage in various countries around the world. You know, we talked off camera about Trudeau and what Trudeau is doing with independent media and independent voices up there. But, you know, this notion of, well, the planet can't support more than a billion people. We're doing, you know, this planet's doing just fine. We have almost, you know, 7.2 billion on the planet right now. What's not doing fine are any of these regimes like the regime in Washington, D.C., that is allowing the complete destruction of this country through crime on the streets, through just a horrific economic policies that are destroying our small businesses, principally the small businesses that have this, you know, allowing this, you know, you guys can help me out here with this North American sort of openness that they have done. But, you know, I think it goes back to last January where Trudeau, Biden and Obernon met and they said, basically, we're going to have, you know, one open society here in all of North America. So that's why we're seeing this intentional breakdown of our southern border, frankly, of the Canadian border, the Canadian U.S. border as well. But the southern border, the rise of incredible levels of crime in our streets. That's what you get when you buy into Build Back Better. So the Build Back Better mantra of the left, of the globalist left, is something that is a globalist theme. It's not Joe Biden's theme that he used for, you know, to win the presidential race. Build Back Better means you destroy everything and then you build it back better in their image. And their image is the image of, that the World Economic Forum globalist elite want to see. And believe me, these people that Clay's showing or that we just showed, these are people that, and Bill Gates is right there with them. Harari's right there with them. They don't have any problems going back down to, let's just say, a billion people. So what does that mean? That means that 6 billion people have to be eliminated. 6 billion. Now people will go, yo, you're crazy. Well, I mean, with what we're seeing on these scales of these health conditions that they're imposing on all of us, and we really don't know what the real long-term problems are going to be of the initial set of vaccinations. We already know what some of them are: rise of cancer, rise of heart problems, you know, rise in diseases, the destruction of children, particularly those that constantly get vaccinated with things that they don't need. So these are really serious people. These are very serious times. Probably the most consequential moment in U.S. history for the United States of America. If people don't wake up to this and are current leaders in Washington or in whatever state you're from, don't jump into this, you know, to the deep end of this pool here, we're going to find ourselves in about another couple of years here, because we won't go through a fair election. You know, the 2024 election, look at what they're already committing election interference in a gigantic, monumental, consequential way with going after the lead candidate of one of the major parties, trying to put him in jail. I mean, this is so banana republic, although we all kind of laugh about it. We all kid ourselves about it. We joke about it. And we hear more and more people kind of, you know, I think memes matter. I think, you know, good memes matter and all that on the internet. But this is very real. I mean, everything that I just said is true. Everything that I just said can be discovered by anybody who really wants to do critical research and critical thinking and critical analysis about what it is that we're up against. And, you know, the three people that are on this podcast right now, Clay, myself, and Mel Kay, I mean, you know, we've been sounding alarms for a long time. You guys, especially, you know, especially you, Mel, have been sounding alarms for a long, long time. Yep. And I think now people are beginning to get it. I really do think that people are beginning to get it. But I do worry that we're sort of past that line already where we may not be able to recover. Now, I hope that I'm wrong. Pray that I'm wrong. There are ways that we can get involved to make that tougher for them to achieve that goal. But I really believe these people are moving rapidly. And my prediction right now is that I think in the next couple of weeks, not like years, I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to begin to see things that we're just going to go, what the heck is going on here? This little indicator from Herr Trudeau there in Canada is another one of those indicators to me that they are moving to shut down these entire democratic societies where we used to think, oh no, these were free countries, and they're not anymore. And we know that we're going to hear from one pastor during the Reawaken tour, Pawlowski there, Arthur Pawlowski, who's going to talk about, you know, his plight, basically standing up and trying to say some prayers for truckers, right? I mean, and he was thrown in prison. So anyway, I'll stop there, but it's just serious times.
Yep. You know, and I also want to say on top of that, there is something happening. I know General Flynn has written, I believe, two books now about fifth generation warfare. But I do also fear that people do not understand. Donald Trump says a lot, and General Flynn could say it as well. They're not after me. They're after you, and I'm in the way. I would venture to say at this point, they're not after America. They're after the world, and America is in the way. And that is a big problem for these people, because I've really dug in the last few days. A document came out in 2020 from NATO about cognitive warfare, the battle for the brain. And this is a very, very in-depth document, and it is about 5G warfare, but they don't hide it. They basically, I'm just going to say this out loud, what they wrote in their own words, that long gone are the days when war was fought to acquire more land. Now the new objective is to change the adversary's ideologies, which makes the brain the center of gravity of the human. And it makes the human the contested domain, and the mind of the human becomes the battlefield. What I am telling you, and this goes back to Aquino's mind wars that I've talked about on my show, and this goes to this whole document. It's on my website under resources. You should read it. I do believe that NATO at this point is the military that they are counting on, because there is documentation of NATO, the UN, and the World Economic Forum having multiple times gotten together as if they are one. And we have to start realizing, regardless of what's happening in America, the rest of the world is counting on we, the people of the United States, to stop this. If they can take America out, they will. And that means to them that they will win the world. It is not about us. It is about removing us from the game board so that they can go forward with this dystopian, totalitarian, one world, top down. I call it 17 sustainable development goals to enslavement, control of humanity, through technocracy top to bottom. So the American people really have to take a look inside, read their Constitution, read the Declaration of Independence, read the Bill of Rights, understand you as an individual, what individual liberty means, what unalienable rights means, and what you're willing to do. Because General Flynn, as you've talked many times, really take it personally that they are using cognitive warfare on many different levels to manipulate your individual brain. And your self-esteem and your self-worth should tell you that that is not okay. That is the last stand. You getting into my brain or my child's brain cannot happen. And that is where we are. They are not looking for taking land. They're, of course, they want the resources and all that. They are looking for turning people into weapons against each other so they don't have to do anything. And that is where we are going right now.
Well, I mean, when a guy like Yuval Noah Harari, who's the principal advisor to these guys, and I mean, they tout this guy, they love him, they let him go around there and say all these crazy things. When he talks about humans are now hackable animals, I mean, this guy, they don't just flippantly say these lines like this. They have looked into this. They've researched. They have labs that are already testing these things. You know, the idea of artificial intelligence and using artificial intelligence to manipulate behavior, to basically make decisions for those of us that want to continue to just live a life right on that, you know, that we want to have and not be controlled by some artificial environment. This is what these people are up to. The problem is, it's like biological warfare. You know, COVID was a form of biological warfare. Biological warfare, the reason why it's so dangerous, even more so than nuclear or chemical. Nuclear is really dangerous. Chemical is dangerous. But those can be targeted at a certain spot, you know, for a certain purpose and for a certain length of time. Of course, a nuclear explosion, you know, and the effects can last 25 years. But a biological weapon, the one thing about it is it can bite both ways. And I think that one of the things that these guys are playing with, they actually are playing as though they're, and they do believe they're gods. You know, Harari talks about, you know, some gods up in the clouds, right? And he says the clouds that we need to get behind and promote are the Google cloud and the Microsoft cloud. I mean, this is how nuts these people are. But I always say that, you know, when I throw, you know, loose words around there, like these psychopaths or these nuts, which I do believe that they are psychopaths. I do believe that. But psychopaths are very, very smart. And psychopaths in the history of the world have become these dictators, or in this case, I'd call them these globalists, who believe honestly, thoroughly, deeply, and intentionally believe that their ideas about how we should live are better, right? That's just, that's flat out. They pretty much have said that they will decide how we should live as you know, basically subhumans or a slave state to what their desires are. And their desires are more power, more control, more access to wealth, more access to the things that they want for the way that they see the planet, you know, functioning. And the last point on this one is that when you look at it, and you look at a guy like Klaus Schwab, and you see how he just caters to the Chinese and talks about the Chinese as though China has figured it all out. China has a model. In fact, he has kissed, you know, Xi Jinping's rear end at conferences for how China has figured out, you know, what's best, how to best operate in this sort of new world order that these guys have. And, you know, and China is a not only a communist country, it's a dictatorship. It's got a slave component. You know, you cannot travel freely. You can't think freely. And if that government wants to experiment on you, they can come grab you off the street, experiment on you all day long, and nobody's the wiser and nobody will report it. Otherwise, they'll be killed. So this is the Klaus Schwab, who's got the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, Fourth Industrial Revolution, the continuation of the Third Reich, you know, and he thinks the Chinese government is the actual best model on the planet right now for all of us to function. That's how dangerous of a time and how dangerous of a people of leaders that we are facing. And people just need to wake up in this country, because I just wrote it down too, because I love what you said, Mel. You know, they're after the world, but America is in the way. So true. And we're kind of it. I call us the last redoubt, the last line of defense in this bulwark of humanity. And if we don't get this right, you know, and actually, you know, because I know we're talking about the Reawaken America movement. I call it a Reawaken America movement, yeah, which we've all been a part of here, and we've all driven in our own way, this movement that we have in this country. because there are tens of millions of people that are, you know, we might have 4,000 or 5,000 show up and we live stream and all that, but there are tens of millions of Americans that absolutely, I mean, vehemently believe in what we are espousing and what we're talking about during these events. And these events are not just big cheerleading contests. You know, these are events to actually give people options, action steps, things that they can actually do to go back to their communities and get involved in their communities in some form or fashion, because not everybody has a nice, you know, national platform like the three of us have and don't have these voices that we have and can't use this kind of a platform to be able to speak about these things. So we'll continue to do that, but we need all the people that do listen to these podcasts, listen to these independent, fiercely independent voices, and then attend these type of events. We need people to, you know, to look at it and go, okay, what is my responsibility? What do I need to do? How do I move the destiny of America forward?
Clay?
Mel, I wanted to pull this up here because General Flynn is 100%, you know, in support of President Donald J. Trump. And Donald J. Trump is a guy that, you know, he's the guy that we all voted for, but he's also one of the only voices that I know of that is talking about the collapse of the dollar as an urgent issue facing us. I don't see a lot of these RNC. I don't even know why they have the RNC, the GOP debates. I don't even understand what that's all about. I think they're taking money away. They're taking money that could be used to support President Trump, and they're using it for other reasons. But President Trump is the only likely person to get the RNC nomination to become the next president of the United States who's even talking about the collapse of the dollar. Watch this, folks.
You have our currency. I'm talking about our currency being used throughout the world.
You want the dollar to remain the world's reserve currency.
Well, I think it's bigger than losing any war. I think if it doesn't, look, we are already reverting to third world status in many ways. You look at our airports, you look at our terminals, you look at our filthy roads and broken roads and everything else. We're like a third world country. We have something that's very powerful, and that's our dollar all over. But you take a look at what's happening to it now with other countries not using it. And, you know, China wants to replace it with the yuan. And it was unthinkable with us. Unthinkable. Would never have happened. Now people are thinking about it. That could happen.
BRICS nations have the oil. They have their natural resources. They don't have to put up with it. And they're not going to put up with it. And remember, two-thirds of those hombres are not buddies, not friends of this constitutional republic we have. They're our enemies or rubbing up on our enemies.
Where does money come from, all of this? And so it's a foreign concept to most people. But, I mean, you know, a dollar used to just be a promissory note. It was a promise that you could redeem that dollar for the equivalent in gold, right? That was what controlled and stabilized currencies. We don't have that anymore. And since 1971, we haven't had that, right? A gold-backed currency. So now your currency is backed by nothing other than the credibility of the issuing government. So you have to ask yourself the question, do you trust the government? And if the answer is no, then why would you trust their currency? Because it's the same thing.
I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the speculators. I have directed Secretary Connally to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets, except in amounts and conditions determined to be in the interest of monetary stability and in the best interest of the United States. Now, what is this action, which is very technical? What does it mean for you?
Now, I want to make sure that people can see the connection here. You know, for years, I've bought precious metals to hedge against inflation. Now, for the last 16 years, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they've been hoarding the Earth's gold in preparation to release or to create a new currency. So the BRICS nations are working together to introduce a new gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency. And I'd love to get your thoughts, Mel, and then your thoughts, General Flynn, on this idea. President Trump said it's worse than losing a world war if we move away from the dollar as being the world's reserve currency. And again, I've always bought precious metals as a way to hedge against inflation. Meanwhile, these countries have been buying gold in preparation to introduce a new currency. And so I'd love to get your thoughts, Mel, on this, of what that means when President Trump said moving away from the U.S. dollar is worse than losing a world war. What does he mean by that?
Well, I think we have to look at a little at this point in the game. You said to me last night, we were talking, and you said, you know, a lot of people are upset with me, especially because I am not. Where's the hope? She's not giving any hope. I believe that the hope is inside of you, and you have to tap into the God inside of you and the gift you have. But what I do want to say is this whole thing, including the financial collapse, is part of the hybrid warfare. This is not every single piece of this is connected. It is all connected. So to look at, you know, even the BRICS nations or anyone else, all of this is the response of a long game plan by the same people. The enemy is the same. So I just want to say, even when General Flynn's talking about, you know, they want to take, like when I say, as I've evolved what I'm thinking, that America's in the way. If they can take out America, then they can take over the planet. When they take over that planet, they're going to need a currency, again, that they can control. What they're not telling people is that the hell on earth that would be unleashed without America on this planet would be unbelievable and violent and terrible, because the Chinese Communist Party doesn't want to share with Klaus Schwab's friends. They don't want to hear from the Muslim Brotherhood about what they want in the Middle East. They don't want any of that. So this is such a bigger picture of what we're dealing with on a world scale. And while they are fighting whatever is going on in Ukraine, we are under attack in America. And the war is here. And I just want to stress every single part of this. A, you need to prepare. So when Clay's talking about gold and silver and all of that, you have to weather this storm. We don't know what's coming. We don't know what's coming with any of this. What we do know is that these people are desperate. They lose everything if they lose. And to them, everything is everything on planet Earth. These people believe that the resources, the natural resources, God's resources, that's land, water, air, sea, people, animals, cyberspace is theirs. It belongs to them, and they need to sustain it under their control. And I just want to say for the last time, because this includes the financial collapse that would come also with a supply chain fall and a famine and all of this ugliness that would be connected to destroying our financial system and the dollar would go along with, out of, again, NATO's cognitive warfare plan. He says, when we speak about hybrid threats, cognitive warfare is the most advanced form of manipulation seen to date. And he goes on to say, it aims to influence individuals' decision making and to influence a group or a group of individuals or their behavior with an aim of getting a tactical and strategic advantage over the enemy. The enemy is us, humans.
Exactly.
And we have to really understand all of these pieces are connected and preparing on all fronts, be it food, be it small groups. General Flynn's talking about local action. I've been thinking a lot about that. I'm writing a book about it a little bit. It's part of it. But we got to have freedom cells, groups of people that get together like they would get together for a recovery group or a church reading. No, you got to get together and say, what is going on in my area? Where are we being infiltrated? What is happening? Forget the left and right, Republican and Democrat. This is about the survival of this nation and therefore the survival of the planet. And I really think people have to understand the whole situation with the financial is part of the hybrid warfare. It's all connected, and you have to be working on all fronts and getting off the couch and seeing what Clay's telling you about the financial system, what General Flynn's telling you about biological warfare. All of it is about your brain. It is about disabling, dismantling, and making you unable to think or to act or to stand up for yourself or your children. And we can't let it happen. And that's why this is so important. Hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations. And this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings. And that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings. I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what, be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K Gold, or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, and my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now, and I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends, and I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing.
General, I want to play this clip for you here, sir. This was Andy Schechtman, who I've never interviewed him. I'd like to interview him. This is Andy Schechtman, and he did an interview with Mike Adams. And I think what he said here is pretty terrifying, but here we go.
You've made believers out of people who were skeptics about BRICS nations. I just saw a story yesterday, Russia announcing that most of their oil trade now is not involving the dollar at all. You know, it's not even rupees. It's mostly the yuan. You know, it's not euros. I mean, look,
Russia's announcing they're using the yuan now. They're using the yuan primarily to purchase oil, to trade oil back and forth. Now, watch this, folks. Here we go.
Over the past 3 years, a spotlight has been shown on the Chinese Communist Party's bio warfare program. And regardless of whether the COVID virus itself was a part of that program or not, the fact remains, the Chinese Communist Party has a large-scale and very viable bio-warfare program in place, of which the Wuhan lab was just a small component. And one of the most shocking things that we know they are developing is a biological weapon that can target and attack the DNA strands specific to certain racial groups. Now, obviously, that sounds very conspiratorial and something like out of a science fiction movie. But what's truly shocking about it is the fact that it's true. The Chinese Communist Party is indeed developing weapons that target specific race and ethnicity markers, which might all of a sudden make it a bit more clear as to why the Chinese Communist Party has been able to stitch together the largest collection of American DNA profiles in the world, even larger than what the US government has been able to collect. They've done this, by the way, not only through good old-fashioned hacking, but also through more, you can say, traditional channels, such as purchasing the data from DNA sequencing companies. But sometimes they don't even have to purchase the data. As an example of what I mean by that, this right here is BGI, one of the largest manufacturers of prenatal tests around the entire world. And wouldn't you know it, this Chinese company, according to reporting from Reuters, has been sending the genetic data of pregnant women from 52 different countries.
General Flynn, it appears as though China is attacking our health and our wealth simultaneously. And again, I think a lot of listeners, they tune into this program and they go, this is a lot coming at me at the same time. Sir, I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because it appears China's attacking our health and our wealth simultaneously.
Well, this is a very serious, it's very serious stuff. I mean, we're talking about it. Honestly, when I think about it, you know, and I say to myself, Jesus, this is a lot of this on a daily basis, it's almost overwhelming for me. So never mind, you know, what just an average American who gets up and still has to go to work or just wants to be retired, wants to hang around with their kids or their grandkids. Imagine what, you know, 99.9% of people in this country are feeling if what we're seeing and we're researching on and we're digging into and we're studying it, we're writing books about it, we're thinking about it, you know, and how at times how overwhelming it can be. I do think that, this business about genetic adaptation or genetic shifting or changing of different demographics in society. I mean, that's actually not something that just suddenly popped up. It's been studied for many, many years. And again, it goes back to even in the pre-World War II days, you know, the Adolf Hitler and his minions had things that they were looking at because they wanted, you know, they were trying to, you know, create the race to end all races, right? I mean,
And this is something that they've always done. You know, there's a interesting story of a king in Spain centuries ago, where he wanted to determine the common language on the planet. Was there a common language? So he took three children, babies, newborn infants, and put them into a room. And they literally like pushed food into the room, you know, and they ended up, the babies, the infants ended up killing themselves, killing each other because they needed the food, right? And their language, you know, because you need a mother, you need a father, you need a community to be able to teach a child the language, right? They just, you can't just throw them in a room and then something happens. I mean, they turn into this, right? And that's what that happened in that particular experiment that was done literally hundreds of years ago. So the idea for dictators, for people who think that they will and that they can control our behavior, our lives, they will do any damn thing they want that they feel they can get away with. And right now, because they took over the United States of America through a rigged election, and I'll say it, you know, because, you know, we still have our First Amendment, right? I can say what I believe is what I believe. Because they did that, we are now sort of in the throes of figuring out, what do we do about this, right? So everybody goes and says, well, we got to get them at the next election. Well, if 70% of the population of the United States of America, which is this poll that they've been taking for a long time now with a similar group of people for 2 years, it used to be 40%, and then it was 60%. Now it's 70%, and these are both sides, all sides, right? Libertarians, Democrats, Republicans. You know, what do you think the outcome of the 2020 election was? Was it fair or not? And now we have 70% that feel it wasn't fair, or there was problems with it. Well, why do we think that these people who did that in 2020 are going to allow 2024 to be any different, to be a fair election, right? So now what do we do about it? What do we do about it? Because what we're really talking about is we're talking about all of these changes to our own way of life, right? Our genes, right? Who we are. I mean, we had a committee hearing the other day, and I forget which member was up talking about it. And it was either Homeland Security or Appropriations, where the member was up talking about, you know, the introduction of a lot of these biological weapons into vegetables, fruits, meats, our food systems, right? Dairy products that we're going to be buying at different stores. And so, you know, like when you start to say to that, like, you know, when you start to think about that kind of level of intrusion into our lives that could potentially change our makeup, our DNA makeup, that becomes a really scary thing. Never mind whether or not we're going to be able to have a fair election. And I like what Mel said about this idea. I think you called it freedom cells.
Yeah, like freedom groups, like, but real ones that are active. Like,
exactly. And I think that's really smart. So it's like people in communities, because this is what's going to happen in this country. You know, I use phrases like guard the vote now instead of get out the vote, right? Guard the vote, meaning part of it means that if you're going to have ballot boxes that somebody can go stuff, then if you want to have a fair election, you better put somebody at each box 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from the moment electioneering starts all the way until election day. So you're watching to make sure that nobody's cheating, right? That's one way to guard the vote. There's other ways to guard the vote, and that'll maybe be a topic for another day. But what we're talking about here is we're talking about changing the nature of humanity. And we're talking about this like it's some science fiction movie. Like this is something that you would see in some crazy science fiction movie. It is not, folks. This is real. These are real people. They have real ideas, real intentions, and they mean to do this. They're talking about how they're going to do this. And when we begin to see, like, I know a lot of people have gotten a hold of me over the last couple of days, to include like 5 minutes before we came in here, about this upcoming emergency broadcast on Wednesday that's going to happen, right? Like there's a test of the emergency broadcast system, I think, being done by the U.S. government this coming Wednesday. Now, they test the broadcast system all the time. I don't know what this is going to do, or what it's going to mean, or what the government's got under, you know, up their sleeve. But you know, maybe it's just another emergency broadcast system test. But I will tell you that countries like Iran, countries like North Korea, China, China's a big, you know, one of the bigger ones, right? Countries like India, to a degree, when they want, definitely countries like Russia, Brazil has instituted it. Canada is talking about it. But when any one of those countries, Venezuela, definitely, when they want to put a sort of a cone of silence around their countries, they can do that, meaning they can shut down the internet. They can control the access to the information. They can decide what information is going to come in and what information is going to go out. Well, guess what? The United States of America, the government of the U.S., has the full capability to be able to do that. They also have the capability to shut down segments of our grid when they want to shut down segments of our grid, or the entire grid if they felt, you know, necessary to do that. They can shut down the banking system. They can shut down the communication systems that we have if they want, because, you know, because this president, who, you know, doesn't even know how to walk off a stage, declare some national emergency, right? Some state of emergency where they go, look, we're going to have to do this and implement. And then it's just a matter of certain government agencies and activities that begin to execute that task. And believe me, they can do this very quickly. And all of a sudden, we're all going to turn around going, geez, what's going on? And people are going to do things like, if there's an economic crisis, people are going to do a run on the banks. And when there's a run on the banks, that's not a pretty picture for any country when that happens. And you suddenly see like that debt chart that you showed, Clay, that debt chart, that additive of the decline of the dollar, you know, is meaningful. And I think people need to pay attention to that. Last point, because it goes back to what Nixon was saying and why Nixon said that. Why did Nixon do that at the time? Well, when Nixon was the president at the time, you have to remember what was going on around the world. We were in another sort of height of the Cold War. Communism was raging around the world. It was all over Asia. It was all over South America. And we had just gotten beaten by in Vietnam. We lost 50,000 killed in action, many, many more wounded. We lost to a communist country that was backed by both China and Russia at the time, and communism was rising. Nixon knew then, and of course, they went after Nixon really hard. Nixon knew then that in order to keep this country viable, that the country's dollar, the sort of the dollar of choice, needed to be strengthened. And so he made a big decision. There was a couple other calculations that were part of that, but the geopolitical situation around the world was a big driving factor behind why he did that. And people, you know, unless you show it, they don't even know that, right? Unless you talk about those kinds of clips where Nixon had to do that was a national emergency to tell the American people, we have got to protect our dollar. Right now, this administration is allowing our dollar to be crushed, and they're doing it intentionally. And they're going to move to this central bank digital currency. And that's why things like, you know, like gold and silver or other rare earth elements matter. And frankly, we're not the country that's you know, buying them. China's buying them. Russia's buying them. A lot of these other countries are buying these precious metals out there. So when it does collapse, they're ready to not pounce on little individual old you or me, but to pounce on countries, the entirety of the country. And so now the United States of America has to rely on China, you know, for any kind of wealth distribution. Right now, the rest of the world relies on us for now. That can change overnight, and it's starting to happen, and people need to realize it.
Bye.
Mel, I wanted to chime in something here. I'm going to pull this up here because the people that we face, you know, one thing that's phenomenal about the Reawaken Tour is that everybody on the tour pretty much fears God. You know, Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. I mean, I would say this by and large. I'm not saying that every single speaker we've ever had on the tour fears God, but I don't think anybody on the tour has felt like they were God. Now, this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, look what he's trying to do here, folks. Here we go.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution, or the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society, and it will be a moment of historical redemption.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. They shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
We have the fantasy that we can split off from this kind of dissatisfied and problematic organic body, and on through one path or the other reach a level of existence which is completely different, which is not tied to organic biology, which is not tied to these ephemeral and disintegrating bodies. And some people hope to, upload their consciousness into a computer.
This is the mindset this guy brings to the table every single day, okay? So I just want to show people, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com to join us for the Reawaken America Tour coming up here in Miami, Florida, October 13th and 14th, I just want to show people kind of like it's the Great Reawakening versus the Great Reset. But I want to get into this just kind of, this is Pastor Greg Locke, not perfect, but an unapologetic preacher of the gospel versus Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg is a strange individual who's devoted millions and millions of dollars into election integrity projects, whatever that means.
Right.
You have General Flynn. Absolutely, unapologetically, sir, you share the truth. You just do it. Barack Obama, for some reason, he doesn't reply to your tweets. I don't understand why he hasn't replied yet, but hopefully Barack Obama will reply soon.
Please.
This is a guy on the verge of, he's willing to give up everything to save this country. He's willing to put it all on the line. Then you got Yuval Noah Harari. This guy, Mike Lindell loves the Lord. This guy thinks he is God. Mike Lindell loves God. Yuval Noah Harari wants to upgrade himself into gods. You have Simone Gold. This is a doctor who wants to look at what's going on, look into the shots, look at the technology and says, hey, hard pass. We do not want to put mRNA modifying nanotechnology in our bodies and our children's bodies and our food. Then you have Bill Gates who wants to put it in our food and our bodies. You've got Dr. Stella Emanuel. She reads the Bible constantly. She wants to share the truth, wants to save the nation. You got George Soros. He wants to fill the airwaves with lies and wants to end America's freedom. He wants to end worldwide. He wants to end sovereignty. I mean, just overall. I mean, this guy, George Soros, is on a warpath to destroy freedom. Then you got Dr. Zelenko. May he rest in peace. A great doctor who all he wanted to do was to share the truth and to give people health, medical freedom, financial freedom. He just wanted America to be free, and he wanted people to know what was going on with the medical corruption. Meanwhile, Klaus Schwab wants to use medical corruption to take control of the world. You have the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. These guys are, Kim Clement, we have him pictured here. He was a guy inspired by God. He got a snake here, indicative of these people are inspired by Satan. I mean, these people are not pro-Christ. These people are anti-Christ. And so they have their event called the World Economic Forum at Davos. And we have our event called the Reawaken America Tour. And what I'm finding at these events, Mel, and I want to get your thoughts on this. I'm finding at least three couples that I know of, I've met on the tour. They actually met and got married at the Reawaken. They met at the Reawaken Tour, and now they're married. I find people that have found somebody in business they can work with. I found people that have found the doctor they're using. I found people, they're just like, there's three major benefits of the Reawaken Tour. One, you get connected to people that are on your team, those local groups you were talking about, Mel. You get connected with people that actually love our country and they get it. They're on your team. That's a powerful thing. The second is the speakers. A lot of these speakers, Mel and General Flynn, you're going through hell on a daily basis because there's not really a day that goes by where there's not a solid hit piece on you. I say solid, I mean a well-indexed hit piece that shows up in the Google search results. There's not a day that goes by without a hit piece, a lawsuit, a subpoena. So you encourage the speakers by attending. Also, the actual attendees, they leave encouraged. So again, you leave connected to people, you encourage the speakers, and you also leave fired up knowing that you're not alone during this time. And so we have wonderful people like Jim Brewer that are on the tour. We have wonderful people like Kash Patel, Eric Trump, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Simone Gold. We've got Roger Stone, Alina Haba, Devin Nunes. They're just people that want to share the truth. Julie Green, Amanda Grace, Pastor Mark Burns, Peter Navarro. And all the people on the tour, they just want to save our republic. And that's really, it's refreshing to be around people like that, Mel. I'd love to get your thoughts on this here. You know, as far as the people who attend these events, what they can expect here as we head into the Reawaken America Tour of Miami coming up here October 13th and 14th.
Well, for me, the most important thing is a writer and a book that has really influenced me since I was in my early 20s is Hannah Arendt's The Origins of Totalitarianism. It's a weird thing to have been obsessed with that as a young girl, but I was. And I have to tell you, she has a lot of things in there that have really made a lot of sense to me over watching this. And one of the things that she says is a totalitarian regime has a really large advantage of taking over society when they can instill loneliness and isolation on a massive scale. And I want people to understand, no matter how much you think you're fighting on social media and what you're doing out there, there is no replacement for getting together with people in person, in fellowship, in real life, like-minded people. And part of me thinks that social media has made people even more isolated and lonely because the persona does not take into it the human experience that we all need and helps us thrive. And to me, the Reawaken America Tour, we used to do it monthly, which I preferred because it gave me the up that you need every month. But right now we're doing it every 3 months. That might change. It might not. But what I have to tell you is once you get there, there is a change in the environment, in the energy, in everything inside of you. You feel things percolating. You're interacting with people. You're seeing human emotion. You're seeing love. You're seeing compassion. You're seeing empathy. You're seeing laughter. You're hugging people. You are getting back the spirit that you need to fight battle ahead. It is not going to be easy, but if we get together as human beings and we embrace each other through this fight, we will succeed and we will prevail and we will thrive. But that human interaction is so important. And the Reawaken America Tour gives you an opportunity to go somewhere where you will walk in the door and you will feel love. You will feel accepted. You will feel listened to. You will feel like you matter. And you will find people that treat you the way that you have been hoping to be treated, which is as an individual who respects liberty and justice and truth. And I just say to everyone, if you have not gone to a Reawaken America Tour, it will change everything in your forward path after. And if you have not gone and you have gone, what I ask you is please find a way to interact with people in person, either at our events or not, because it makes a big difference. And they do not want you to meet in person. It is a big way that they have power. So please join us there. And you know what? We've really got to laugh and mock these people. And we've been doing a lot of that too at the tour, and there's music and fun, but it's important that you get together with people in person, in real life, and exchange the human experience.
General, you know, we let people name their price. And I do that because, you know, I grew up with limited funds. I know a lot of people out there, you grew up poor without funds. Maybe you're in a spot right now where you're tight. We just want everybody to get together. And sir, I'd love to get your thoughts because you go out there and you shake the hands of thousands of people. I've watched you do it every single event. Could you tell us, sir, what do you think the main benefit is of getting together in person, sir?
Well, I mean, I think Mel said it so right. You know, there's a human touch that we all have to have. And I think it's so important that we don't lose sight of that. And I, you know, that's part, and that's for me too, personally. I mean, that just re-energizes me because, you know, I have a great family, but I also want to get I want to feel what these people are feeling. And I want to be able to share, you know, my emotions with them during all these things. You know, I was going to joke about the reason why we're going, we've been doing them sort of on a quarterly basis because Clay's van has to get, you know, fixed because he drives that crazy van to these things. But maybe we will start going on a month-to-month basis. In fact, we've talked about that, Mel, so thanks for raising that. But that human touch, that human emotion that we all need. One of the things that I always say is that at these events, at these Reawaken America events, what I find is I find a lot of hope. I find a lot of passion. I find a lot of emotion, and I find a lot of love. And to me, that's what they fear. That's what all these bad people that we're up against, they fear that. They fear that we still will have that connection to each other. And that from that,
you know, we organize, right? We get organized and we tell people, here's how you can get involved in your communities, whether it's at a, you know, in the local area where we're at, or we have people come from all 50 states. They despise this idea of love, of emotion, of connection, of the personal touch, and of providing people hope. They want to have nothing but darkness, you know, and control. That's really what they want. And that's not what you're going to get from the Reawaken America tour. You're going to get exactly what Mel talked about, which is this human connection. And it's so vital for us to continue to do that.
Play.
Well, I just want to say this. These events are something we're doing because we want to save our country. And so if you're out there today and, you know, maybe you've had less DayQuil than I've had, but you're feeling kind of excited. You weren't saying, I got to do something to save this country. And you're saying, I don't know what I can do. One thing you can do is come out to the Reawaken America tour. Just book a ticket. Come there in faith, and you're going to find people that are taking action. You're going to find people like Mel Kay, Dr. Simone Gold, General Flynn. You're going to find all these wonderful people, and they're all providing different solutions. And it might not resonate with you, maybe what this person is doing, but maybe it'll resonate what this person is doing. So maybe you want to join the frontline doctors. Maybe you want to join up with General Flynn. Maybe you want to join up with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Maybe you want to team up with Tom Renz. Maybe, but we got to ask right now what you can do to save this country. How can you use your time, treasure, and talent to save this republic? And General Flynn always says, you know, local action makes a national impact. And I agree with that. And I think one thing that's powerful is when you come to these events, a lot of the speakers will have a booth. So like Liz Crokin will have a booth. And you can meet Liz Crokin, or you can meet Mike Lindell, and you can figure out how you can use your time, treasure, and talent to save this nation, because it's going to require everybody out there listening today to do it. And I appreciate you guys for carving out time for me today. And again, I encourage everybody else to just get involved. And if you can't join the Reawaken America Tour, find some local event that you can plug into, because right now, I'm telling you, in the next couple, 3 weeks, you're going to see the de-dollarization increase. You're going to see, I think, an increased presence of the Great Reset narrative. You're going to see increased censorship. You're seeing it in Canada. You're going to see it more in America. And we all have to take action. Don't get discouraged. Get encouraged. The tougher it gets, the more we need everybody out there to become resilient to save this republic. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you. And a last word to General Flynn, sir.
Hey, Team America. You know, for your audience, Mel, thank you so much. You have a great audience. You're thank a wonderful, you. Wonderful gift to this country. So thank you very much. Guys, and like I say, go Team America and join us at the Reawaken America Tour.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As you know, I love Mike Lindell. He's been a pal of mine and a supporter of the show. And honestly, he is a warrior for America. He is not giving up on this country. He is not giving up on you. He's not giving up on freedom and truth and justice. And that means that you should be going to MyPillow, because so much is going on over there. Two pillows for $19.98, giant sale for the 20th anniversary. There's an overstock sale for 80% off, which is awesome. We love the slippers. Well, everyone loves the dog beds. Everyone, there's so much over there. And what you have to know, I love Mike Lindell. We have been all over the country with this man. He is a tireless warrior for America, for God, for country, for truth, and for justice. He is not giving up. He has an event coming up. Again, he has a whole nother event. He has got more evidence. He's gonna keep fighting. He's gonna keep going. That means that you have to also support him. But the best part about him is he supports me and other creators, and it really matters. He's keeping a lot of truth out there by giving me a code called the Mel K code. So if you go to themelkshow.com, go to our partners page, scroll down, you hit the My Pillow, you're going to take you right to the Mel K page. Use the Mel K code when checking out. It really, really makes a difference. I can't tell you guys how much I am so grateful to all of you. Everyone that have donated or gone to my partners, they are all vetted. They are all America first. Mike Lindell is an amazing man. We need to support his mission, and you guys supporting him and supporting me and using the MLK code is really making a huge difference. There are so many, so many great things on that site. I will tell you, these are the best towels on planet Earth. Great specials right now. They're always doing something great over there. Support me, support Mike Lindell, support the United States of America. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the other side. Everyone's been asking me what I've been doing, because I am in better shape than I've been probably in my life, and I am now thriving and I have so much energy. I'm going around, I'm doing all these tours and I'm doing the show and I'm showing up at small events and big events. And I'll tell you the one thing that's definitely changed my life is superfoods. Mel K superfoods. When I got involved with superfoods in the beginning, I was not eating right. I was not sleeping right. I was not, it was mid-COVID. So I wasn't really doing much and I was doing a lot of things wrong. And then I found superfoods and it has changed me from the inside out. Not only have I dropped weight, which wasn't even the goal, I really wanted to detox. I wanted to help my immune system. I wanted to make sure I didn't get sick while a lot of other people were. And superfoods came into my life and changed everything. I now think about what I'm eating. I don't have cravings. I don't eat late night. There's a whole protocol. It's so easy. It's laid out for you. You take it out of the box. It's there. All your food's taken care of, all your nutrients, all your energy, all your protein. It is an amazing way to change your life from the inside out. Superfoods changes everything. It gives you a protocol. It gives you a schedule. You know what to do. You know what you're eating. You feel great. You look great. Your life's getting better. And the one thing I know is you can go to themelkshow.com, go down to superfoods, and you can start your journey. Because today is the day. I will tell you, I waited. And then I started superfoods. And within 3 months, my entire life changed for the better, more than I could have imagined. MelKShow.com. Go to partners page, down to superfoods, and click on the link. And you will find a whole new world that will change your mind, change your body, change your life. So when you get superfoods, that helps me and helps this show keep going. I cannot tell you how much it's changed my life for the better, and it will yours too. And enjoy the rest of the show. Mel K Superfoods. Get over there now. There's no time like the present.